Podcast. Estoy aquí con mi hermana. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Mi nombre es Judith, and I am the youngest sibling, the one that's always in the background.
I mean, maybe you should stay in the background. See, even your laugh is throwing this off the chart. I told you to change that laugh. Es que tú no te ríes, güey. You cackle. You fucking cackle. Well, let's introduce ourselves. Mi nombre es Luis Octavio, and I am the DIY behind all of these DIYs I'm doing on TikTok. If you haven't followed me there, porfa, follow me. Se los agradecería bastante. And I used to have a podcast, and maybe I should talk a little bit about me all the time.
Oh my God. This is why I stay in the background, because...
¿No te dejo salir? ¿No te dejo triunfar?
This is why we didn't want to, or Luis didn't want to do the podcast, because I was like, you're just afraid that I'm going to outshine you and take all your followers with me.
Can you believe that? Anyways, fake news. But anyways, so I started doing podcasts when, way before the pandemic. And I used to be on a podcast called Tamarindo Podcast with Brenda Gonzalez, which is still a thing. And if you go and search for Tamarindo Podcast, you'll be able to listen to the early episodes donde yo salí. And I basically spoke about things that I know, which are tacos, swap meets, and qué más, puro chisme, I guess. And so from there, I started signing off from that podcast by saying, nos vemos en el swap meet. And then nació...
And now it's DIY.
Y de ahí nació la idea de hacer el podcast en español, and I would go to the swap meets and interview people, which I absolutely loved. And obviously, you could still go back and listen. Nos vemos en el swap meet. Pero it just became a little too much because a lot of the people at the swap meet shared a lot of their personal stories of how and why they came to the U.S. Y como pueden escuchar en esos episodios, like, there were times where they were, like, super heavy. So I wasn't realizing that that was affecting my emotional health. Y por esa razón dejé de hacerlo. So fast forward to early this year, February of 2022, I wanted to research a little bit about TikTok and how it worked, because my background is in experiential marketing. And I wanted to be able to say to my potential clients, hey, I know how TikTok works, and I can suggest you do X, Y, Z. Pero entonces no sabía qué poner, because, I mean, you don't even have a TikTok, Judy. Why don't you have a TikTok?
Because I don't have anything against TikTok. It's just, I'm like, no me quiero sentar a perder tres horas, because it's such a, like,
great... Cuatro.
It's such a great platform, and I understand that, and I can see that with, you know, you being all this, like... Every day. Oh my God, I reached like 20,000 followers today.
Como dice la estúpida Taylor Swift, haters gonna hate, hate, hate. But, entonces, I decided to just start putting some tablescapes que había hecho hace muchos años and whatever. And that started to pick up. And then from like de la nada, empecé a subir seguidores. And now, 42,000 followers later, I'm like, holy shit, this is a really, really great platform. Entonces, varios de ustedes se dieron cuenta que tenía un podcast y pregunté que si les gustaría escuchar un podcast conmigo. Pero el pedo es de que yo no lo quería hacer solo, porque es muy aburrido estar yo solo hablando. I mean, I know I can carry on a conversation, and I know that I'm super interesante
in that sense. Shut up.
You should see her rolling her freaking eyes. Entonces le pregunté a mi papá, because I showcase el papiringo on my TikToks, y el papiringo was like, no, es que el papiringo es muy seco, muy, muy seco. Like, when you don't know him, or he doesn't know you,
he just doesn't open up.
He doesn't open up easily, right?
Yeah, he doesn't open up.
And I asked him, and I would have loved to have the podcast with him, pero no quiso. As a matter of fact, if you hear all this ruckus going around, es que está limpiando la casa de pies a cabeza, literal. Like, spring cleaning came late to the Aguilar family. Entonces, decidí preguntarle a mi hermana.
No me preguntes. preguntó, okay? He didn't ask me. I was like, you know what? Why don't you ask me? And he was like, oh, it's because como que tú no tienes así talento. Y no sé.
I did not say that.
And I was like, this is why you guys don't let me shine, because no me dan la oportunidad. I mean, let me introduce myself.
A ver, go.
I am the youngest of the two siblings, which I'm sure you all know, El Salchichón and Luis, El Diego.
Rosa Guadalupe music playing in the background.
and I'm basically the one that does all the projects that Luis does.
Oh, hell no.
No, I guess you could say that I would be like the one that decided to go to school, la estudiosa. No, I went to school, I did my thing, I lived far, and I loved it, you know. I would say that I have various hobbies that I just, you know, like to do. We get the creativity from mom, so I could be a little creative.
She just likes sleeping and going to Indio and drinking.
And that too, you know. But no, I was like, bro, why don't I just, like, you know, come out in it, you know? And he was like, eh, es que no sé. And I'm like, it's because you're afraid for me to take all your following. I mean, I'm the version, the girl version of you. Like, come on. So this is why we're giving this a go and seeing how
it works out. And so in this podcast, we're actually going to be recording every Friday. Porque a mi hermana le dan el día libre todos los viernes.
Know,
which is
God.
Amazing. And if I were her age, and if I were your age, if I were working at a job that allowed me to do that, I would be literally traveling to Mexico every single weekend.
We will, or I am. That's the plan in the...
Well, now you can't. Now you can't, because we need to record every Friday. Así que there goes that plan. Pero I think with this podcast, what we're going to do is, obviously, we're going to incorporate a lot of, like, the DIY that you see on TikTok.
That I do.
Que no. Claro que no. And we're also going to be talking about everyday life that happens in las familias. And we're still kind of debating on the name for this podcast, but I think for now the winning name is Where Are the Cameras?
I think it's because every time we do something, like nos agarramos de las greñas, or, you know, we say something to each other where we're like, what the fuck? We're like, where are the cameras? Because we're literally a freaking reality TV show. Like,
and the reason why we say that is because when I was younger, there was MTV. For those of you that know MTV and followed, there were a lot of reality shows being produced for MTV. And so one day I saw that there was an ad that said, looking for a Latino family to film a series for MTV, no sé qué, no sé cuándo. Pero you needed to be 18 to, like, 22 or something to be able to enter this, like, reality TV show production. Y yo ya había cumplido más. And so Judith had just turned 18. And I was like, oh, my God, you should do it. Go, enter us in. Pero pues como mi hermanita básicamente era Ugly Betty, like...
You're such a bitch.
A bit unlock it, because now I don't know. Because we're recording through her phone, and it just locked. So hopefully it didn't cut the recording. But she was so shy. She was just always so shy. No quería hacer nada. Like,
wait,
she
no,
all, yes.
No.
All you wanted to do, she was a bookworm. Which, there's nothing wrong with being a bookworm, obviously, because I was a bookworm. Pero, like, she was just not out of her shell. Entonces, eso básicamente fue lo que sucedió. And we're like, oh my God, imagine if we would have gotten our own reality TV show. Porque la neta es que a veces nos pasan unas cosas que decimos, like, wait, not even making this shit up, it would work, right?
Yeah, no. And I think mainly, like, uno cuando está joven, you know, you're starting to come out of your shell, and then you're just like, ugh, what are people gonna say? And, like, I mean, our family is pretty freaking, like...
Amazing.
Yes, amazing, but also we're so dramatic. Like, we're just so...
Speak for yourself.
We are so dramatic. We're like, cada cosa is just is like, ugh, what the fuck? So, I was just like, dude, this is gonna go on, like, live TV. People are gonna see who we are, like, but now that I think about it, I'm like, damn, where are the cameras? Like, we need to fucking, like, put this on TV, because we are fucking...
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, we think we're hilarious, pero siempre, every time something happens, Judith and I always turn to each other, and we're like, where are the cameras? Like, literally, we know that if we're turning around to see each other, we know that that's what we're thinking. Like, where the hell are the cameras? Pero bueno, Entonces, este podcast nuevamente se va a tratar de just regular day in the life. We want to hear from you, obviously. You can ask us any questions through Instagram. You can ask us any questions through TikTok. The idea is that we get to chit-chat about real life things. And so...
like raw footage.
Like, everything. Yeah. and we're down, right? We're down to talk about everything and anything. And
I mean, you already put us on blast anyways.
Well,
every
kinda.
Single time. I'm like, Luis, why would you fucking post that? And he's like, well, it's my following. And I'm like, dude, we need to sign permission slips here at the house because some things that you post...
Release for us. So right now we're sitting in the kitchen table, and the kitchen table right now is filled with the cascariachis because I left you all with cliffhangers de los nutcrackers que vamos a hacer. And the TikTok family doesn't know this, but obviamente los vamos a hacer mariachis. Pero you all... by this time, when you hear this, ya los habrán visto. Y si no, regresen y vayan a TikTok para que los vean o las vean. Because I felt like we needed to do some representation here. Y los cascariachis are actually going to be female. And the reason why I did that, ever since, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but ever since you were born, I've been more...
happy.
No. I've been more aware of the discrimination that happens towards women. I've been more aware of the glass ceiling effect that many minorities face, but more importantly, the glass ceiling effect that women face. Like, you as females don't get paid the same as males for doing the same job. And so when you were born, I was super excited. I was super happy, obviously. Pero at the same time, I was like, holy shit. Like, my sister is going to encounter all of these discriminations. One, for being female. Two, for being Latina. Three, for being brown. And so on and so forth. So every time I've done anything, I've always tried to think about that and see how I can incorporate more women. And even when I've had the opportunity to hire people, I've always hired females. And obviously people from the queer community because I'm queer. But I think that the followers on TikTok, no tienen idea, they obviously think that they're going to be male mariachis.
Yeah.
And so we're doing these female cascariachis. And on top of that, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Lele dolls or muñecas de trapo. They're really, really popular. They are going to be Lele mariachi female dolls. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we'll see how it turns out. I'm like, because we all know that I'm going to be the one doing everything.
So the reason why she says that is because her and my brother, desde chiquito, because I've said this on TikTok, I've been doing DIYs forever since I was a teen, and my brother would always, like, yo me la pasaba limpiando la casa, yo me la pasaba arreglando, yo me la pasaba haciendo all these things, and then my mom would come and she would be like, ay, hijo, muchas gracias por limpiar, or when there would be parties, ay, hijo, qué bonito te quedó la mesa. And my brother, asshole, would always be like, yo lo hice. Like, he would always literally take credit. And so, obviously, my parents knew that that wasn't true. But a mí me daba muchísimo coraje, especially when we would have guests over. Because he would literally say, I did it. And guests would not know if it was true or not. So, they would be like, ay, te quedó bien bonito. And I would fucking hate that. So, now, Judith and Ricardo always do that to me. Assholes.
But no, everybody knows, Luis, that you're talented. If that's what you want to hear, boo, let me tell you.
It's not what I want to hear. It's facts.
I think we're all talented in our
really? Country. At what, Hoodie?
At going to school. I mean, did you go to school?
Having a different guy every night? Okay.
Let's not talk about the hotel right now. It's too soon.
Not on the first episode?
No, not on the first episode, please, because that's not how we want to.
That's not how you want to be represented?
No. No, but even then, like, who cares? I mean, if you want to be a hoe, then be a hoe, you know?
Exactly. Anyways, so that is what we're going to be discussing here, different things. We're going to be, obviously, discussing our mom. And right now, so I'm excited to see how this podcast evolves, for sure. I'm excited to collaborate with my sister.
I'm excited to take all your followers.
But I mean, let's just bring it back down to reality if we really want to talk about reality on this podcast. The reason why my dad is cleaning the house left and right, and my mom también, hasta se fue a comprar un nuevo pinche sartén para los pancakes, like those electric pans or whatever the hell they're called, and ya han comprado varias cosas, even got a new comforter, like...
Dad's literally outside cleaning the fucking... ¿Cómo se llama? Tejaban?
No, la, sí, el tejaban, like, con la escoba. Like, literal, like, I'm sure he put a hacks and fabuloso on that shit, and nobody's gonna smell it.
No.
But, o sea, está, literal, está trepado en la escalera, y sí, está talla y talla todo, like, literal. So, it's because we're having an aunt come from Mexico. And we've had different ants come from Mexico, pero esta le llamamos la boa. And le llamamos...
Insert that La Boa song.
Oh, yeah, no. Le llamamos La Boa because this aunt, I don't know what's wrong with her, but she's been amargada all her fucking life. Like, she is the aunt that will cause trouble for nothing and anything. And nobody likes her. Like, no one likes her. But no sé qué pasó este año, or maybe during the pandemic, that se le aguado el puto corazón. And she is now, like, trying to make amends, right? And so, a mí no me importa, but a mí me hizo muchísimas cosas when we were little and we would travel to Mexico. And I remember that when my mom was pregnant from my brother, she literally kicked us out of our grandparents' house in the middle of the night. And I remember me and my mom going to El Metro and having to go to an apartment that was emptied that belonged to my grandfather para que nos quedáramos. O sea, fue un desmadre, but... I think everybody, todas las familias latinas tienen una tía que es la boa, right? A tía or an uncle that is just an asshole for no apparent reason. And so this is the first time she comes and visits us.
In like forever.
Because she was going to move out here to the States with her husband, but it didn't work out. They, like, major drama. El punto es de que she's coming for the first time and my brother wasn't happy. Judith, you're not happy about it. You have your reasons, but before you open up your mouth.
Me. Hold up.
I feel like she didn't really do anything to you. She did more to me and my brother than you, but for whatever reason, you have the most resentimiento towards her because...
It happened recently.
Well, why. But still, but whatever what she did to you while you were in Mexico is not nearly what she would do to us. So... For me, I don't necessarily like her. I don't care for her. And this might sound super mean, but if el día de mañana she passes or something happens to her, like, I'm not going to be like, ay, mi tía.
Luis.
You know? Because I've let go. I've let go. And we can talk about this in another episode. But I've let go of all of la familia in Mexico. Like, every time I go to Mexico, I never visit them. I never anything. Because they're complete strangers to me. But the point of why I brought this up is because I keep telling you, you need to let go of that grudge because that grudge is not doing you any good and it's eating you up inside.
Tampoco.
It is. It is. It is because you're so mean about it. And obviously you're going to hurt my mom. And I know that I hurt my mom too in like the way I address her family in Mexico and how I recently came back and she was like, ay, si te da tiempo, hijo, ve a visitar a tu abuelita. And I was like, no, no me va a dar tiempo. Like, even before I left and when I came, I'm like, no. So I think you should let go of those grudges. And maybe I should take advice out of my own words. Pero she's coming. Wait, she's coming. Be the bigger person. I don't understand why you're not the bigger person.
I am being the bigger person.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. It's simply, I don't care for her being here. I think it's like you said.
I don't either, but I'm not being mean and I'm not making my parents feel bad because mi papá se va a dormir en la sala because obviously we don't have enough rooms. Like, why are you making my dad feel bad? Like, literally this morning, we were all having breakfast.
But, okay, but why does it turn off?
Well, listen, we were all having breakfast, and my dad was like,
te voy a decir,
les voy a decir algo ahorita de una vez. Tu tía se va a quedar con tu mamá en el cuarto, yo me voy a quedar en la sala. No digan, ay, pero vas a pasar frío ni nada porque van a hacer sentir mal a tu tía. And so, yeah, he is.
He's like, what the fuck?
And so, ¿qué pasó? ¿Ya estás listo? Estamos grabando el episodio. Ven a dar tu opinión. He literally just closed the door back. And so I think he said that because he knows that you don't want her here.
And it's not that I don't want her here, because I feel like I'm always the peacemaker here in the house, where if something goes down or Luis and Ricardo se emputan and they fight, my mom automatically is like, ay, Jodín, de hablar con ellos, que se arreglen. And it's like, dude, all that stress that she goes through is on me now.
Right now? And why?
Because it's like, okay, she's coming, right? And she was like, oh, talk to your brothers para que sean buena onda con tu tía, whatever. Which did I not talk to you? I was like, hey, bro, my mom's been wanting to reach out, but she doesn't because everyone's fucking afraid of Luis here at this house. So, of course, who do they send? Me. They're like, Judy, because they know that, you know, me and Luis have a very strong connection. I mean, we all do, but I feel like I'm the one that gets to Luis the best. So here I go talking to Luis at the swap meet, like, hey bro, my mom's been trying to talk to you and she hasn't, and here's
and
this.
What did I say at the swap
meet?
And
you were like, okay, no, yeah, you were pretty neutral about it, which, okay, cool. But if I didn't care about my mom or anything, I wouldn't do that. And it's not that I'm upset that she's coming. No, like, whatever.
Why don't you share what happened when you guys were in Mexico that made you so pissed, and now you're like, I don't want her here? Because clearly you don't. You show it in your face. You show it in the way you respond. And that makes my mom feel uncomfortable and probably sad. And now I feel like my dad is also feeling a little bit uncomfortable, because he literally sat here and said to both of us, I said, I don't care, like, whatever, but why do you, well, share what happened.
Well, long story short.
Yeah, very short, please.
Very, very short. I went to Mexico in September with my mom after, I don't know, like 10, 11, 12 years, and I hadn't seen anyone, which also, you know, what Luis said is correct, that we don't share any bond with our family in Mexico. I don't even have a grandmother bond because, like, you know, I feel like no la conozco. So we go, and I was like super excited because I was like, oh, I'm gonna see my grandmother. I haven't seen her in so long. And you know, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. Ya de adulta, I'm gonna go and understand, like, it in a different perspective, right? So here I go with an open heart and an open, like, mind about everything. Like, I was so positive because I was like, more than anything, I want to see my grandmother because no la he visto en muchísimos años. I don't have a bond with her, but at the end of the day, like, she birthed my mother, and my mom is obviously the most important person, you know, to us. So I voy, and maybe like the fourth day there, we're all gonna hang out. We're all like trying to hang out with the cousins. Ya de adultos, you know. Mi prima tiene un hijo. Well, they both do, right? My cousin and my other cousin have kids now. So we're like, let's just go out and let's go out with the kids and let's just go out now with our family. So we're going. We had planned this, and my tia was...
Long story short.
My tia was gonna come, and basically what she does is she makes this fucking, like, this madre of, like, ¿por qué van a ir? Van muy tarde. Like, ¿por qué van a desvelar a mi hijo? Like, he lives fucking far. He has to work the next day. And I'm like, your son is fucking 30. Like, why are you still making decisions for your son, right? But whatever. That's their middle. So I'm like, she basically just goes on and on and on about giving so many, like, she's already putting all these obstacles that I'm just like, at that point, I'm like, wait, que pedo, like, I came here to enjoy my time with my cousins, and you're already being a bitch and don't want that to happen. So, aquí está lloviendo, está haciendo una tormenta. So, excuse the fucking tormenta that's happening right now.
It's called Papiringo Tormenta. Tormenta Papiringo. He's literally cleaning. Does this happen to you all over there? Over there? Over there on that side of your world?
Anyways, so she basically fucked everything up, okay?
No, but hurry.
I'm gonna say the most hurtful thing that happened. She goes, and we're in the car, and she's like, es que COVID si salen y se enferman, o te enfermas tú porque te estás quedando con tu abuelita, se enferma tu abuelita y me la matas, Judy. Like, she said this. Me la matas, Judy. Se muere por tu culpa. And I was like...
I have to interrupt, because all this while mi abuelita ya le dio COVID twice. And have they gotten the vaccine?
No,
because apparently they don't believe in it. Like, I'm starting to believe that our family in Mexico is like fucking
crazy.
Well, no, not crazy, but they're like, you know, republicanos that don't believe in like
anything,
any of this shit. But so eso fue lo que te dolió, básicamente, que there was like,
it hurt me because I was like, dude, I haven't been to Mexico in 10, 12 years. And you're basically saying that if I fucking, God forbid, me da fucking COVID y se lo doy a mi grandmother, she's gonna die because of me. So on her tumba, it's gonna say, se murió la abuela por culpa de COVID. And I think that hurt me the most because at that moment, I was like eating my lagrimas in the car because I was stuck in the fucking car with her. And in that moment, I realized, like, all the fucking, like, trauma that mom has gone through, you know? It's like, it's crazy because it's because of the way that they've acted with mom. Like, they fucking close-minded her. They fucking made her believe that, like, everything she did was bad and that she had to look out for her sisters and that she had to be this fucking person or whatever, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, me dio más coraje because every single time something goes down in Mexico, who do they call? They call my fucking mom. And my mom, obviously, for those who obviously will know because of Luis, mom had cancer. And so to me, it was like, all that stress que la habla, que they call her and they tell her, like, oh, grandmother's sick or all this shit. Like, you know, it's just that coraje that it's like, it's because of them that mom is like, that she was sick and she went through all this, like, stress. So, it's not that I don't fucking like her. I don't care for her. But it's like, I don't want her coming here and starting some shit with my mom. Like, para que necesidad, you know, like...
I agree with you 100%, I think, but at the end of the day, it's her sister and it's her family. So she's always going to have her doors open to her. Like when Ricardo, you and I get into arguments and we fight, like we still love each other. Like we do.
I mean, I don't know. Do we? It makes me really upset because they always call her for everything and they stress her out and they worry her. And I don't want my aunt to get here and do the same thing here when it's supposed to be something that's like, you know, nice or good for both of them, for them to bond and for them to like reconciliate and talk about their shit, you know, all that. And I don't care for her being here. I already told mom, like, I'm just... The way she spoke to me, who she has no idea who I am now as an adult, the way she came at me was, like, very disrespectful because, again, no me conoce, and I did not appreciate that. And, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to be a bitch to her and be like, oh, you know, like, not talk to her. Of course, I'm going to be like, oh, cool, whatever. But I don't care for her, and I already feel like she's not going to change because she's
I already
not.
Feel like this is a big-ass Rosa Guadalupe moment. And the drama. This is our first episode. And you're already over here sobbing. And
no, I think it's just mainly because like we love our mom very,
we
very
do,
much.
We do, obviously, clearly. But again, it's her sibling. And regardless of whatever, she's going to love her. Because it's her sibling. And
but
maybe...
she always... Like, I'm sorry to say this, but, like, every time she does give her an opportunity, she always fucking does some shit back. And it's like, mom, like,
I understand.
Come on, like,
I understand. But it's her sister, Judy. Like, how long did I not talk to Ricardo for after his wedding? 2 years. 2 years. And... we are now good, like...
But see, that's the thing. It's different there because we respected your detachment from us for a whole 2 years. And we were never like, go talk to your brother or go be with him and ponerle una cara de hipócrita, that type shit. Like, we fucking respected the boundary that you did not
but,
want to be
but
a part
it's
of this
different.
Family for two
but it,
years.
But it's different. It's different. And it wasn't that I didn't want to be a part of this family. I just didn't want to be a part of Ricardo.
He didn't want to be a part of this family.
No, of Ricardo. And we'll share that later because, mira, ya aquí ya pinche the drama.
Anyways, it's not that I don't like her. It's simply that...
I hate her.
I fucking la aborrezco. No, I don't. I know that she, at the end of the day, she's my mom's sister. And I wouldn't have spoken to Luis and been the fucking peacemaker for her to come. Like, I wouldn't have done that if I didn't care for my mom. It's just simply, I don't care for her, and I don't want her coming in here being all this, like, oh, I'm just here, and I love you all, and I brought you gifts, and I brought this shit for you, and
well,
it's like, dude, pero don't
Judy,
fucking...
And I said this to you before, I think that it's because you're so young. I think that if I were your age, I would still be the same and be like, fuck that bitch. But why hold that grudge? Like, clearly it hurts you. It hurts what she said to you because you literally just cried.
I mean, it also hurts because I didn't have a bond with my grandmother that I wish I had.
Like neither, my, no
like
one,
my
no
cousins
one here did.
I know. But the fact that she would say, if your grandmother dies, it's because of you. I literally was like, dude, I just came to see my grandmother and so, like, I haven't seen her in so long, and you're gonna basically say that she's gonna die because of me. Like, what the fuck?
Hasta en las mejores familias. Pero, anyways, this was a snippet so you could take a look into our lives, into our family, and literally, where are the cameras? Because, girl, your cachetes were trembling so hard. Like, I thought we were about to fucking. I'm like. Let's pause because le va a dar el soponcio a mi hermana.
You're so no, I just, it hurts me because obviously, like, our mom's everything. Even though she says that, like, no la quiero, whatever, but like.
Oh, that's another episode because you two get, like, that's another episode. Anyways, muchísimas gracias for listening. We hope that a glimpse into our family is also a glimpse into families out there everywhere because. We're not unique to this. We're not unique to pedos in our family. We're not unique to, like, I think everything that we go through. But I think it's important to people to hear the dynamics between our family because it might be very similar. But the point is that we want to make sure. We use that word very loosely because I feel like the English language, it doesn't have bad words where you really feel like ofendido. Except for that one. But se viene otra wave de la tormenta, and this one sí amenaza con tear the house down. So we are now leaving because aparte tengo que terminar los cascariachis, and we hope that you tune in to next week.
Y ya se está inundando la casa.
Ya está inundando la casa,
We just hope that in us you find some kind of connection, you know, that like all families obviously aren't perfect and no one's perfect, and obviously there's gonna be a bunch of fucking drama that is sometimes never really talked about because it's always like no hables eso or don't talk about the pedos that we have, and it's like, dude, that's what makes us who we are, and
exactly.
How we connect and how we, you know, at the end of the day, like, come together and be like, do you remember when we almost, like, fucking nos cacheteamos at one time? Or, you know, just stuff like that.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now I feel better.
I mean, honestly, though,
no,
like,
I
cried so many times on podcasts, and it feels so...
And you're like, and it's never the first one you speak.
But it feels so refreshing. Liberating to speak about these things and just be open about it, doesn't it?
I mean, we cry here all the time. We cry almost every day.
Pero de hambre.
It's literally, we cry here, we cry, laugh, and fight, and become every day.
So, welcome to La Casa de Aguilar.